Right? Ravina, what Ravina says, Linyan Korban Katon, you also the same thing. We're not talking about a get. It's talking about Hilchos Korban. Do you have to bring a Korban or not? Also, Bezdin by Rosson, when Bezdin paskins with an Eidechod, Kizod and Ishbisha, for a Masi Korban, and you don't bring a Korban. In such a case where the Isha got married, and then we find out the first husband is alive, even though she did an Aveira, she lived with another man, she doesn't bring a Korban, since she did it by Ros Bezdin. And it's considered like a mazid. Mashaken al piyedim. Let's say she got married because of tuedim. Then it's kishirgas ish pisha. Then it's cool that she did a b'shegig. Go masi korban. But again, it's not talking about a get. It's only talking about hilchos korban. V'boi yisem another teretz says, really I'll tell you, v'boi yisem oka maisi rabbonini. Really no, really I'll tell you, this price that goes according to the rabbonin. Who a trip talk and answer like this. Because if you say it goes according to Rabbanan, then it's a strong kasha. That you see, even the Rabbanan also agree that with two Eidim she's mutter. So why it goes according to Rabbanan? For Tritzok, he answers like this. It says, Chutz me'eshes ish, v'shenis feist al pi bezdin. A regular isha, regulations ish, or else when she got married al pi bezdin. That's what it means. Erech Nami, say both of them together. So Rashi, Chutz me'eshes ish, ta'aynu bi'eidim. Vishenisas api bezdin, v'yedechod, titavayu bo you get. Both of the modes you need to get. V'chivon abina gita, alma, milsi, or misasra kama. This taka is the raya, this is a teretz. That really the Rabbon and taka do argue on Reb Shimon. And the Rabbon and hold in both cases. If she's an eshes ish, and vishenisas api bezdin, eshes ish means with two eidim, or else with one eidechod. In both cases, she taka needs a get. So what do you see the Rabbanan hold? That since she needs a get, is the pshat is that she did an issa. So the Rabbanan hold, even in a case where she got married because of two eidim, still when we find out the first husband is alive, it's considered like she did something wrong, she needs a get from the second one, and she's also to the first husband. So Mela is good, Rafuna Marav. That's what he said, halacha, that she's mutter to the first husband is good, why you have to say halacha? Halacha, because there is somebody that argues. It could be the Rabbanan talk argue on Reb Shimon. Therefore, it's good what he ought to say, halach, it's this way. Tomorrow, Mosav Ula, Uli has the kasha now. Kutz Rafuna Paskins, like Shimon in the Mishnah, that we say when she got married with two Eidim, and then we find out the first husband is alive, she's mutter to him. It's called she was an honest now. For at the Gemara, do we say such a svara? Mi Amrina Mahevel Elameva, do we say such a svara? What should have she done? Like that she's called an honest, it's not her fault. For your Tanan was not like this. When you write a get, kosav l'shein malchus shein agenis. You're supposed to write down the year of the malchus in the get, and it's supposed to be of a good malchus. So they wrote down the date of the wrong kingdom. Shein agenis l'shein malchus modai l'shein malchus yovin or l'binyan abayis or l'churban abayis. Now they wrote the kits of the wrong thing in the get. You're not supposed to write these things in the get. They wrote the wrong things in the get. Or else hoye b'mizrach. They were really on the east side. For Kosov B'marav, they wrote down they were on the west side. Or else B'marav, they wrote down in the get that they're given a get here on the west side. For Kosov B'mizrach, they were really on the west side. And they wrote in the get, they're doing it on the east side. So locher is, such a get is not called a good get. And if she got married to a second husband in between, the din is, teitze mizeh mizeh. She has to go out from the second husband, because really she's still married to the first husband, because this get is no good. And she has to get a new get from the first husband and a get from the second one. Invite the B'chol Adrocha Melubo. All the cases of Al Mishnah applies over here also. Zekash Rizgamai. Why? Lema my hevel elamevad. What should have she done? Like Lemaisa, she got a get. After the get wasn't written the right way, how was she supposed to know about it? She doesn't know the halachis. All she knows is that she got a get from a husband and she got married to a second husband. So who was it? She's an honest. So why do we say no? Later when we find out what happened, she has to go out from both of them. So what is it? Because the terrorists know, Iboyla lakrui lagita. She should have had a get read over by a Talmud Chacham. In other words, when you get a get from your husband, you're not supposed to rely on that 100%. Before you use it to get married, she should have had it read over by a Talmud Chacham. So it's called she shuldig a little bit. She's not called a total honest. She should have checked it out better before she got married. She should have had the get, she should have read it in front of a Talmud Chacham to make sure it was done good. So the kid here, she's not called an honest, that's why it's faith in Mizem Mizem. Omer Rav Shimon Rashi Toshma, come on, bring another proof, another kasha like. It says the din hakreinus es yevimtoi. Let's say again where one brother dies, and the brother that's alive now makes yibum. He's kreinus es yevimtoi. Now your first brother was married to two wives. So lachar is when you make yibum in one, the second one is mutter to get married to anybody she wants to. Like once you make yibum in one wife, the tzar is mutter. So what happened was, v'holcha tzoroso, v'nistais, the tzara now got married to somebody else, there's no more yibim anymore. V'nintza is the islandess, and later we find out that the first wife is an islandess, so since she's an islandess, there was no yibim to her. So is the only yivama, really, the second one, the tzara. So according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, it's a chayv yilavin here, Rabbi Kiva says, chayv yilavin, kedushin is not chal. So therefore, teitze mizeh mizeh, that you should know this sorrow now has to get out, go away from a first, from a husband. And the Yavim also, the Cholad Rocha Melo Bo, and all the halachas of our mission apply here also. So Kashra is Bamai, why? What did she do wrong, this sorrow? Name of Mahavala Lamevah, let's say, what could have she done? As far as she knows, the other wife had Yibum, so Mela, she's free, she's off the hook now, she's allowed to get married. I later came out the first one's an islandess, how is she supposed to know that? So Gemara says, yes, he should know in such a case he should have waited. The tzara should have waited a little bit to see if she'll become pregnant from the yavam or not. Thus, when they made yibum, you should have waited a little bit. Mashma wasn't you do it yet if she was an idleness or not. Mistama, she was a young lady. So you should have waited a little bit to see clearly if she's an idleness or not. So it's called you're a little bit shuldik. That's why it's facing mizer mizer. It's not called like an onus. Omer Rabbi, if it's another kasha, toshima. It says, kol aroye shomru. Poitras or Asayim, in the case of the first Mishnah we had, then the case where your brother had two wives, and then your brother dies, and it comes out that one of his two wives is an erva to you, so there's no yibam on her. Since there's no yibam, she's an erva, the lachar is that Tzara is also mutter. If the Tzara has the right to get married, there's no more mitzvah yibam. If one of your two brother's wives was your chveis, was your daughter, so the maestro, there's no yibam now, your potter. Now, ho chod Tzara is v'nisu. So the Tzara got married to somebody else. The Nimsa Island, Elo Islandess, and then later we find out that your daughter is an islandess, so it comes out that she never felt you Yibum. She's not in the Pasha of Yibum, your daughter. So it comes out your brother that had two wives, your daughter and somebody else, your daughter doesn't fall to Yibum. Who falls to Yibum? Only the other wife. So now she's a real Yivama. She has no right to get married to anybody else. She's the Yivama. So Lochri is Taitsi Mizel Mizel. In Echnam, she has to get a get now, and she's also to the Yavim also. And all the halachas that says now Mishnah applied to her also. So the question is again, Yamai, why? The discussion is going to be Yamai, why? Name is still here also. My Hevel Olamevet, what could have she done? Like Lamaisa right now, when the brother died, the brother had two wives, one was an erva to you. So Lachar is the Tzara, is allowed to get married to somebody else. She's supposed to know that maybe she's going to be an idleness later. Of course, she's an honest. And the Gemara again, the same terrorists know, she should have waited, she shouldn't have rushed into the deal, she should have waited to see if she's an idleness or not. Amar Rabba Toshima, another Raya. Kosav Seifer Get Liish. A Seifer was writing a get to the man. The man comes to Seifer and says, write me a get. V'shoivu Liisha. When Anisha gets the ksuba, she has to give a receipt back to the husband that she received the receipt. So they both went to the seifa, that the man said, give me a get, and the Isha said, write me up a receipt. Now the maisa was v'tor, the seifa made a mistake, v'nosan get l'isha, by mistake the seifa gave the get to the Isha, v'shoy v'liish, what did he hand back to the man? The receipt. So what happened now? The man gave the receipt, he thought he got a get, and gave his wife the receipt. And the wife gave to the man the get. So male, nothing's chal. V'nosnu zel zeh, v'zel zeh. So it came out what the husband received from the safe for the receipt. That's what he gave over to his wife. Nothing. And the wife that got the get, she gave that back to the husband. Uliachazman, nosnu zel zeh. Uliachazman, haray get yotzi metachas yadish. Later, a year later, they open up to see what they got. The man sees, oh, there, I got the get. The Shaivim attacks the Adisha, and the Isha holds the receipt. So Lachar is, if in between she got married to another man, Lachar is again, Teitze Mizeh Mizeh, she has to go out from both husbands. The Chol Adrocham Elubo, and again, all the dinim of the Mishnah, there's no Ksuba. Is the Kasher again, Viyamai? Why? Name, Mamahev Delamevet, like she's an honest.
As far as she knows, she went to the sofer, she was supposed to get the receipt, and the man was supposed to get the get. As far as she knows, she got a get, and she got married kedin. So why is she yosa? The more poshid, he bought a lekriya legita. No, Anisha is supposed to again read it over again. After you get your get, you're supposed to check it out and make sure it's a get. So in this case, all you got was just a receipt. It's your fault. You should have had it checked out. You're not called an honest. Amar Rav Ashi Toshima. Come another proof. Shino Shema Yushma. Let's say the sofer by mistake wrote in the get the wrong name. He changed around his name or her name. Shem Iroi, the Shem Iroi changed around the city they live in. And they used the get. Again, the same Malacha. Taitzim is there, mizem. V'chol Adrocha Melobo. Again, via my name of my heaven, the Lamevet. Like, let's say, what is she supposed to know about this? As far as she knows, she got a get from the husband. Chveis, that has the Heksher. So she thought she's allowed to get married. I lady came out that had the wrong name in the get. What does she know about that? And more again, Poshid, no, if you had, Iberlo Lekri Legita. Yes, she's at fault. That even after you get, even if I have a Heksher on it, you can't be Seimich. You have to go and have it read over. Check it out careful by Chochem to make sure everything is kosher. Ravina, again, the same right Toshima. Konsa beget Korach. Let's say she got a get, and later we found out the get was post was called the get Korach. Get Korach, that's a lochis in Baba Basra, they used to fold over the get a few times, and every time you fold it over, you have to have another signature on it. And later, when you opened it up, you found out the signatures weren't there. It's only signed one time, not be every fold. So the kids in the locker, the get is no good. Is again, she first found this out later, is takes the mizeh. So again, the same kasha. Why, Alakur, she got a get? The teretz is the same teretz again. Yes, the teretz is, even though she got a get, and true, there's sign in the bottom, but she should have it opened up and read over again to check it out to make sure all the lachas are good. So Chura sounds modern. The Gemara is saying kashas over and over again, the same teretzim. Pasha the pshat is, all these kashas were asked at different times in different bati midrashim. And now the Gemara just been lacking putting it together. But each one was there separate at a different place. For as Rav Papa more says now, Sova Lamevet Uvda, to my heaven Lamevet. Rav Papa saw that that's Takad Alocha, like in our Mishnah, in a case where she got married because two Edim told her that her husband died, and then it came and she got married to her second husband, and then the husband is alive, that she's Mutter to the first husband. That's called an honest, she's Mutter. Oh, Malay Rafuna bread of Yeshua Rav Papa, Vatanya Kolhani Masnisa, I, all these kasha we just asked, the Mashnah, we don't say she's an honest. She should, yeah, we don't use the Svarav Anonis. Or Malay, Valar, Shanina. Didn't we answer every one of them? None of them was called an honest. Every one of them, she should have checked it out. Mashenka, in our case, where two Edom told her husband died, that she has a right to believe. Or Malay, so he answered back to them, V'yashnuya l'kuyiv l'ismach. Should you be serving on such trutzim like this? No, he didn't like all these trutzim. Since we have so many kashyas mashmi, should not be serving on it. V'enachlan, l'chura about we gave all these trutzim. Look where that should be the halacha. I'm not sure what the halacha is. So you don't bring it down for the halacha. Clever, the end mash mitaki wasn't so much on the sefer. He talk held what is not a good heter. Even though you have a srotzim mechalek, but since she has so many kashes, to have to come on to so many trutzim, maybe you should be machmir. Yeah, I'm not sure what the psak is. Right. Omer Rav Ashi. Ulakola loy chashin. If there's only a curl or rumor going around, that we're not afraid of. That means in this case, Bezdin. And let's say she got married because Neidecha told her she can get married with the Hetero of Bezdin. And then a rumor comes around. There's a rumor going around that the first husband is still alive. A rumor we don't have to believe. And she's still allowed to stay married to a second husband. Yeah. That's the lochah. We're not afraid if some rumor comes around. For the Gemara, hi curler, when did this rumor come around? Eli no kolo the boss in the soon after she got married to her second husband. Then the rumor came round. For the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi Chod is in. The Rav Ashi said this already one time. The Amar